independent businesses are still all around Leicester, but they aren't all doing as well as each other. Tom Cameron takes to Leicester's streets to find out how different trades are currently doing.
My counter tax was, freight or value, was 21,500. It's now 55,000.
That was Jeff Thornton. He's owned the Wixton House pub for 9 years and has been in the business for over 20, and says his trade hasn't been helped at all and isn't happy. Meanwhile, Sam Cunnington owns Reroll Board Game Cafe, which only opened 3 years ago, and tells us despite being niche, it's worked to their strength.
We do trading card games, and trading card games are exploding at the moment. It's crazy. Where we, if we were just a cafe, we'd probably be doing a lot worse, but that means we're doing pretty well. It's also a nice place to hang out when it's raining, and it's been raining for a record amount of days in England at the moment.
And despite it being typically a tough time of year, their business is thriving.
January and February are meant to be a really bad time for hospitality. It's actually our busiest time. One of our busiest times of the year, because the weather sucks and it's nice in here.
It's not just the niche markets thriving. Elsewhere in the city centre, student accommodation's also thriving. Brothers Will and George Price are happy with how things are going for them. They help run Bosworth Properties, a family-run student accommodation, and they tell us they've no real concerns for the future.
I don't think we don't struggle so much with trying to survive. I think more in terms of small businesses in Leicester, though, the internet would definitely be a contributing factor. I suppose it's down to, like, if you're a retail store, you'd really be struggling right now.
Our business is in a good area, that there's a good number of students in Leicester, and that, you know, I think because we offer quite a good product, that we do quite well in terms of people staying with us and booking with us.
They also agree with supporting independent businesses like themselves.
Because obviously, if I'm going to buy something, I'll buy it off Amazon. I know that's bad, but like, you really shouldn't be supporting small businesses, but it's just the convenience and ease of the internet when we're selling something else.
So while the future for independent trades remain uncertain for some, others are thriving. Who knows what our city centre might look like in the future?